Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Addressing challenges to behavioral health care in rural Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A new report spotlights some of the challenges to assessing behavioral health care for the 1 in 7 Americans who live in rural areas. Kendall Strong with the Bipartisan Policy Center says integrating behavioral health into primary care can help improve health outcomes and get patients the mental health and substance use treatment they need. She says just like physical health issues, if you do not tackle behavioral health problems that arise, it can develop into something much more serious. Quote, if you are having issues with substance use or depression, anxiety, and you let it fester, we know it gets worse. And when that happens, you often need more acute care later on. More acute care, as we know, is often more expensive. One of the report's recommendations is to boost training and other resources for Wyoming's 25 federally qualified health centers, which have pioneered a team-based approach to care. When patients go in for their first annual medical checkup, they can also meet with mental health, dental, and even vision care professionals during the same visit. Locally, Campbell County Health's Behavioral Health Services Program begins with an initial screening. The healthcare professionals work together with the patient to schedule an appointment and proceed to create an individualized treatment plan. This treatment plan may include group therapy, education, and other community-based support groups. For patients who may be experiencing severe episodes of mental illness, CCH offers an 8-bed patient adult and adolescent unit to provide monitored care. For all services, clients are seen on a first-come, first-served basis. Behavioral Health Services works with each client to make visits affordable. For more information on the services provided at Campbell County Health Behavioral Health Services, you can visit their website at cchwyo.org. If you are in immediate need of assistance, you can contact the Behavioral Health Crisis Line at 307-688-5555. Wyoming Game and Fish announces Free Fishing Day this summer. Celebrate Wyoming's five-star fisheries this year by fishing without a license for free. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department invites anglers to celebrate Free Fishing Day on June 3rd. Each year, Game and Fish designates the first Saturday of National Boating and Fishing Week as a free fishing day when anyone can fish in Wyoming except within the Wind River Reservation and Yellowstone National Park without a fishing license. All fishing regulations, creel, and size limits, gear restrictions, and stream closures remain in effect. Anglers can review the 2023 Fishing Regulations Guide online before heading out and planning their trips with the Interactive Fishing Guide. Families can enjoy fun fishing events throughout the state beginning on Free Fishing Day. Plan to attend an event near you. In Moorcroft on June 3rd from 9 to 11 a.m., Free Fishing Day will be at Keyhole Reservoir at Pat's Point, hosted by State Parks. Game and Fish employees will be on hand to assist. A limited number of rods and reels will be supplied for borrowing, and you are welcome to bring your own. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.